This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Michael Hancock is in his last week as mayor of Denver. The city's homelessness problem has been a hallmark of his three terms. Hancock says the city's controversial policy of sweeping away encampments was a necessity.
They get progressively worse in terms of the environmental hazards that begin to pile up and exist. You can bring porta potties, you can bring cleaning. They just, because of the diversity of the challenges that people are facing in those encampments, they don't improve. It just gets progressively worse.
Hancock hopes incoming Mayor Mike Johnston's plan to end homelessness works, but says no other city has been able to achieve that. Colorado is close to opening new transitional behavioral health beds. They will help people with severe mental illness step down from the most intensive inpatient settings. There will eventually be 125 beds around the state. The first 12 are set to open in Denver in September. State lawmakers approved the new program as part of a major infusion of new money into mental health care last year. The Gunnison County Sheriff says it's unclear what killed three people whose bodies were found at a remote campsite this week. Sheriff Adam Murdy says a coroner's report is pending and that his office does not know the identities of the deceased. Murdy believes the heavily decomposed bodies have been there at least since winter.
You would think there would be some missing person reports for people being gone that long, but we can't find anything on that.
A hiker reported finding a body Sunday outside the Gold Creek campground, about an hour outside of Gunnison. After the sheriff's office arrived, they found two additional bodies. This is CPR News and KRCC.